siblings fight. Almost any family with children knows this, and yet what we know about the effects of that fighting may be changing. A new study from the University of New Hampshire shows sibling aggression may leave deeper marks on children than we've previously understood. Karina Jenkins-Tucker is an associate professor of family studies at the University of New Hampshire and lead author of the new study. She joins me now with more. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, what falls under that term sibling aggression?
We looked at a couple of different types of sibling aggression, both mild and severe forms of physical assault, property aggression. So, for example, forcibly taking something from a child, breaking something on purpose. We also looked at psychological aggression as well, which was characterized by feeling bad or scared because you were called names or mean things were said to you or you were excluded.
And what effect, then, does this aggression have on the victim?
What we found is that each of these different types of sibling aggression were related to greater mental distress for both children and adolescents. Mental health was indicated by items assessing depression, anxiety, and anger.
Does this have to happen a certain number of times for these stressors to start to be seen in children?
Yeah, great question. We compared those children, adolescents who reported no incidents of being a victim of sibling aggression versus those who reported just being the victim once in the past year. What we found is those who reported experience with one type of sibling aggression reported greater mental distress than did those who did not experience any. So just an experience with just one in the past year.
I think a lot of us distinguish between the fighting that siblings do and the fighting that kids do at school.
Right. There appears to be different norms with what is acceptable behavior with regard to siblings versus what's acceptable with peers. With siblings, it's often dismissed as that's what happens. It's rivalry. And in some cases, parents think it's good training for learning how to manage conflict in other relationships. And with this study, we showed that the links between sibling and peer aggression, we use the same exact items for both, was linked to greater mental distress for both.
Does the study then show that it's false to assume that kids are learning how to resolve conflicts in these situations, or is it that they may learn to resolve these conflicts, but at the cost of there being these increased stress?
So what these items, this is really assessing what we call destructive conflict, as opposed to more constructive forms, things like trying to negotiate, trying to see the other person's point of view, trying to come up with a mutually acceptable solution for each person. More constructive forms of conflict and conflict management, conflict resolution skills have been shown to be linked with more positive mental health. In another study, but in this study, we showed that these destructive forms are linked with greater mental distress. Siblings are going to fight. And in some cases, you know, they can work it out on their own. And if they can, that's great. But there are cases where it rises to this level of destructive conflict, and it is an opportunity to teach more constructive ways of getting along.
Is that what you'd like to see happen from here, giving parents and educators and people who work with kids a better understanding of that line between what may be constructive and what may be causing stress?
Yeah, there's been a lot of focus on preventing and stopping aggression among peers. And based on what we found on our study, we would advocate for those programs to include a focus on siblings.
Karina Jenkins-Tucker of the University of New Hampshire, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.